Hello and welcome to ReachMahjong.com's weekly. Weekly.
Definitely we are weekly Mahjong. Now. Oh, okay. We've been weekly for like 2 weeks again.
See, that's what I meant. Totally weekly. It doesn't get much more weekly than that. Welcome back to the podcast. With you, as always, is Garth Nelson and your other host,
Jen Barr.
Jen Barr.
Yeah, and we're going. We're going to do we do our live show every Tuesday, and then we try and record this afterwards, and we've been a little bit lazy and busy the last few months.
When I say Garth Nelson like that, you say Jen Barr like that because I say Garth Nelson like that.
I don't really know how to say my name. My name is Jennifer Barr. So when I say Jen Barr, it's kind of like
it feels
Barr.
Strange. It's funny because I was telling Jen earlier about this girl who I dated a little while ago, and then she came back from America. So she speaks a little bit better English now, but she still has a hard time with R's. So when she says my name, she doesn't say Goss or like they do in Japanese. She says Girth. I'm Girth. She's yeah. really trying hard
that
to say my name.
That happens a lot. I hear that a lot.
That's it's just yeah. funny. I'm Girth, and then I'm like, are you really trying to say my name right? And then she's all upset because like, I'm trying to say your name right. Give me a break. Whatever.
Yeah, even if people try and say my name, it's Jennifer. Like,
yeah.
Even if they can say the F right.
Right, it really comes out.
The F is kind of hard, too. So.
Another funny thing I thought, we were just talking about this in the Japanese thing, but... perhaps some of you happen to know the Japanese words for in Mahjong for a safe tile and a dangerous tile. If somebody is like reached, or if you're towards the end of a hand, and you may know which tiles are dangerous and which tiles are sort of not dangerous, you call the dangerous tiles kikenhai. Kiken means dangerous, and the safe tiles are onzenpai. Onzen means safe. And actually, Japanese people use these words in normal everyday speech for talking about people that they think are dangerous or not dangerous. It's amazing because a girl that I've been dating was explaining how she asked her friend before the first time we went together if I was on Zenpai or
Well, this Kenhai. Is a mystery all in itself, though.
Yes, that is a mystery. Answer. Because this is the girl that I had dated quite a few times and then never felt like I could get her home because there was that weird... didn't feel like I could do anything, so that's why she thought I was totally safe. She thought I was on Zenpai. And then when I asked them, I was like, do you realize that those are Mahjong words? And they're like, no. What is hai anyway? It means tile. But they had no
wow.
idea. That was kind of a funny little Mahjong story it started out as nothing to do with Mahjong. So speaking of Mahjong, which we should do sometimes on
yeah.
the Mahjong podcast.
Actually, I played Mahjong in America.
Really?
Yep.
Where, like at a Mahjong parlor? Or
no, at the house of about three guys, and only two of them were there. One of them was gone for the holidays, I guess. And there were a total of eight guys there and me.
They play Japanese Mahjong?
Yep. So they get together. It's a group that I played with. I've written an article about it on Reach Mahjong, I believe. I wrote an article about it on World Gaming Mag. Uh-huh. I write a regular Mahjong column in that magazine. So I wrote that column about it last year, because I did go play with them last uh-huh. holiday season. And we played two Hanchan and, like, rotated. So I rotated it out. I played at each table. Uh-huh. We had two tables set up. And actually, a couple of the guys are in Japan right now.
Really?
Yeah, so we might meet up with them a little bit
we
later.
We should probably do that. So they meet up regularly to play Mahjong
yeah,
in Seattle.
Yeah, I think
Seattle.
They meet up, like, on Mondays. I don't know if it's every week, every other week, a couple times a month.
That's
they used to meet at the
awesome.
Mall, but lately they've been meeting somewhere else.
It would be nice to get a few more groups around the world together, just so we could get a bigger world community.
Yeah, they actually have a group on Facebook, I believe. So if you're in the Seattle area, then go hook up with them, for sure.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was good, and they know a lot of Japanese terms. A couple of the, so one guy is actually half Japanese, and one guy seems to be completely fluent in Japanese. I don't know what his background is. A lot of them like things like anime and games and stuff like that, so I think they learn a lot from that, but yeah, and then a couple other guys knew a lot of words, and then I hooked up with them on Facebook and stuff too, so I talked to them regularly now. Ryan Morris actually went with us to one time to play, and then he brought the editor from Kindai Mahjong, and they wrote a whole article about it.
Really?
In Kendai Mahjong. Yeah, wow. The guy, he went all the way to Seattle.
No way.
And checked it out.
What? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I wonder, so, I don't know how much you know about gambling laws in Seattle, but do you have any idea how difficult it would be to create a Mahjong parlor similar to the ones that are, say, in Los Angeles, which are sort of actually obviously operating illegally, because I'm sure they don't have real, honest-to-God gambling licenses.
The casinos?
Yeah. No, the Mahjong parlors.
Oh, you mean outside in America?
In America.
Okay, so when I went to New York, it was completely underground. You had to actually do a special ring on it to get in, and they won't let people in that don't speak Japanese, as far as I can tell. In L.A., it was a little bit more relaxed, but that one closed that I went to. In Seattle, I think that they could get a license, because gambling is definitely legal in Washington State. It's gambling is legal for over 18. So you can buy lotto tickets, and you can play blackjack if you're 18, which isn't common. In a lot of states, it's 21 to gamble, even. In Vegas, it's 21 to gamble. It's not just... The thing is, in Washington State, most of the casinos serve hard liquor, and they won't let anyone under 21 into those areas where they're serving hard liquor, so there's a lot of casinos you can't go to. But if you go to, like, the bowling alleys and stuff that have card rooms, or just straight-up card rooms that don't serve the hard liquor, you can go 18. So I used to go play blackjack around a lot, and we'd go play... There were a couple casinos at that time that allowed people in if you were 18. Now most of them are 21, but... You can play bingo.
Bingo. Yeah, I don't know. I've just since people lately keep telling me, don't you ever think about going back to America? I think, what would I do in America? I mean, obviously the one thing I would really be interested in doing would be starting a Mahjong parlor, like getting a place where people could come and play Mahjong. And but in America, California, I'm sure if you went through the proper channels, you probably could get a license, but I can't imagine that it would be very cheap.
No, and I think that L.A. would be probably one of the worst places to try and get it, because it's so hard. Like, I always listen to the Adam Carolla podcast, and he's always talking about how hard it is to build anything on your own property in L.A.
That's true for a lot of California, especially near the ocean.
Yeah.
They're always resisting development. We need more natural stuff. I can see the point a little bit, but if it is your property, the government shouldn't have let you get a hold of it in the first place if it was...
Yeah, it was even, like, there's somebody really famous who had a house in Malibu that burnt down.
Yeah, that's another weird one, yeah.
Yeah, and
there was something on it in the first place, and they can't even replace
it. Yeah, it burned down, and it was just so much work and so much money to replace it that they just gave up. By the way, we're drinking some bubbly right now. It's sparkling wine that we got from a fan of our Tuesday Live broadcast.
And yes.
It's pretty good. Because this is January 1st. Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year. Totally forgot about the whole Happy New Year thing.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And maybe a little Merry Christmas, too, because I think I said Merry Christmas before when we would have said Merry Christmas.
Right, exactly.
So that's a little late. My Merry Christmas is a little late, but
Happy New Year. Everybody.
Which is not really that late.
And this will go up on probably the 2nd, I think.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. You'll hear this pretty much on the new year. And we will be recording every week. Because I've started updating the website again.
Sweet.
And Garth will be answering what would you discard questions on the forums via his iPhone, since he doesn't have internet.
I know, I really...
So I will be sending Garth a link to the forums every week to his iPhone, and he will be answering them. Yes.
That sounds like a plan. I can't wait to get a hold of that plan. I am tired of not having internet.
Yeah, I'm tired of you not having internet, too.
I'm also, like, obviously, I think that's another reason that I've been sort of demoted from playing at Sparta. I think the people a little higher up are a little bit miffed with my commitment to the league, perhaps. Because I think playing on Ronron is a big deal, actually.
Yeah.
I think they really want people to play on there as much as possible.
I'll probably be playing a lot the next couple days, because we have the 2nd and 3rd off.
Yes,
and then the 4th I'll be back to work playing.
Actually, not even. Yeah, it's fun to play, actually.
Yeah,
I have to say it's fun to keep improving your ranking and
we have events all the time.
Yeah,
there's events going on all the time, and we're going to start. I'm going to put up the new Ronon sign up things this month. Start putting them up this month. We used to have Ronon sign up explanation pages on the old website, but the Ronon homepage actually changed. So I don't have the new ones, so I'll be working on those this month. I'm putting all those up along with my resolution to update the site regularly again.
Which games do you play mostly on Rune? I mean, I know they have, excuse me, they have the East only, and they have the East West games, the East South games. They have some also.
Yeah, they started having three player now, so I'll probably be playing three player a lot actually.
Which rules do they use for the three player Sama on Rondon?
It's like the Fight Club.
Like Fight Club.
Fight Club. Three player rules. Okay. Yeah.
So it's basically normal four-person Mahjong, but just with three players.
Right.
All right.
And I wanted to actually had something I wanted to talk about today.
Oh, sweet.
Scott D. Miller sent me a book from Texas. It's called Mahjong from A to Ju, and the subtitle or explanation, I guess, would be Rules for Over 40 Different Versions of Mahjong. Also includes games like Meow Meow, Mahjong, Sap Tim Pun, and Tim Phases. So I am excited to learn new Mahjong games.
40 new Mahjong games.
Yeah, and I'm going to be recruiting people like Garth to practice these games with me anew. Maybe actually in Osaka as well, because I'll be going there this month from the 23rd to the 26th.
Uh-huh.
So I'll just read the back for everybody, because we got like an advanced copy, so I think it'll be on sale very soon if it's not already. From the most common Chinese traditions to the most arcane, this text contains over 40 different Mahjong variants, with detailed explanations and hand illustrations to appeal to beginners and masters alike. Ever wondered what else these beautiful tiles can do? Also included are games like Meow Meow Mahjong, Meow Meow Mahjong, Sap Tim Pun, Ten Phases, Fortune Telling, and more. Fortune Telling! That sounds like a podcast in and of itself.
Wow, you could have like a whole little... You could figure out where what the whole rest of our lives is going to be like.
All right, done and done. We will do that this month. As soon as I get to that part in the book, I'll be writing a review about it this month as well. The tiles look like... They look pretty much like photo images. I don't know if they are or not, but they look kind of like photo.
Are they focusing... he is focusing mostly on Chinese Mahjong, or does it actually...
I think it's mostly rules. Like, just explaining different rules, it looks like.
Oh, okay.
It has a section of core rules. This is, like, where to get a set of Mahjong tiles, a brief history.
Which would be Mahjong Mart, of course.
Mahjong... No, the Reach Mahjong Shop.
It's changed to the Reach Mahjong.
I wonder if he mentions that. And I'll look at that in a second. But the core rules. So it explains the whole Mahjong set and tells you how to like make the wall and stuff. And then it has gameplay. And then I think it goes in. There's the basic rules that are kind of all around for every kind of Mahjong. And then it has all the individual rule sets.
Wow.
Yep, and different patterns and stuff like that.
Pretty cool.
So it uses pongs instead of pungs. And chows for the straights. And it looks like it uses mostly the Chinese, like, kind of things. But it's kind of a mixture because it uses sumo and ron, but then it uses a lot of the terms that they use in the official Chinese rules. Like knitted straight and things like that. So, I don't know, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to read it all. And then, but he does use the term cracks, which I really like.
Very nice. Yeah, you know, I always find it helps your game to play more different variants.
Yeah.
It opens your mind to new ways of thinking that you get so focused on playing just the way you're always used to playing your own game that, like, you know, you can't think a little bit outside the box. And this makes you think a little bit outside the box so that maybe you can't do exactly what you're doing in this one variant, but you can think a little bit more like that and do something a little bit different from what you'd usually do playing your normal Japanese Mahjong, whatever it is, other game you would be focusing on.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to say a couple things about Scott D. Miller, the author. So, apparently I'm just reading off the back of the thing, so it doesn't sound like... just so you know, it's not off the top of my head. I've shared a few emails with Scott D. Miller, and that's about it. I'm very flattered that he would send me the book to review. And then, so it says that he's been published quite a bit in the scientific community. A community, not committee. What would a committee be?
That would be like a group of committees.
Oh, okay.
So like a community of committees.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
New word.
ranging from his bench research on brown recluse spider bites to his medical photography piece entitled A Brilliant Case of Erythrasma.
Whoa.
What do you think erythrasma is?
It's like when you have trouble breathing after reading Erasmus.
Oh, perfect. That's happened to me before. Every time, actually. Every only time I've read, what was it?
Erasmus.
Erasmus. I've had trouble breathing after.
Is it a book called Erasmus, or is it an author? I can't remember.
I think that's part of the condition.
Yes, yes, but you can't even remember what it was you read.
But he loves to play games, like video games and Mahjong, etc. Okay, he said he found over 300 computer versions of Mahjong. That's a lot. I think there must be more now, too.
These are online versions?
Just computer versions, so it could be anything from any time period. And, yep, so he wrote this book. He plays in the Amarillo Mahjong Club. He found it.
Amarillo, Texas, then.
Yeah, did I say Amarillo?
Yeah, before? Do you mean you should say Amarillo? Because it's two L's.
And it says
something.
That he's a doctor. It just says, like, it doesn't say what really kind of doctor he is.
It's probably something biological, no? Like spiders?
Yeah, it sounds like maybe. It says his fascination with restoring old video arcade games introduced Dr. Miller to Mahjong. But before that, it doesn't really say exactly what his doctorate is in.
Old video arcade games.
And he has a very nice smile.
Wow, that is a pretty genuine smile.
Yeah, genuine and nice, and he shows all his teeth. It's very good.
Very white. Very white
teeth. I can only show my top teeth when I smile.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not very good at showing.
I think my top teeth cover my bottom teeth. I have a little bit of an overbite still. And he actually signed the book to me. Jen, from one Mahjong fanatic to another. I hope you enjoy this book as much as I did writing it. Maybe we will have a chance to meet each other and at a Mahjong gathering someday. Until then, game on.
Game on.
Yes. So I look really... I got a hardcover copy and everything. It's great.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool. Really cool. And Tom Sloper actually also recommended it. This is a work that all scholars and researchers of Mahjong and games will need to add to their libraries.
That was the comment from
Tom
Sloper.
Yeah, it's longer than that, but I've just been reading off the book for the whole time, so maybe I should keep it to a minimum, and we should actually make our own content.
Yeah.
A little bit.
What Mahjong events do we have coming up? I guess we have the end of the Mahjong season, and then nothing for a couple months, huh?
Yeah, we'll have to just find out. Well, it'll be a good chance to practice all these games from Scott D. Miller.
Oh, that is definitely
a
good point.
I like that name. Scott DeMiller.
Yes, that's what
D.
I was thinking.
It's the middle name D. Middle initial D.
Scott DeMiller. Scott of the Millers. Yes. I think there are actually some other pro associations tournaments that might be good to join.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to take a look at that. The thing is, I'm going to be in Osaka for 4 days, Shizuoka for 1 day this month, so...
Nice.
I'll have to figure something out. And one of my also resolutions this year, I don't know if that was grammatically correct.
Yes,
you guys just assume you knew what I meant? Is to play maximum Mahjong Fight Club games every month, because I've been playing minimum for the past few months, and I need to step that up a
Do
bit.
You know how many people you have, like, saying... Ine, like,
the
likes on your thing.
Oh, I've sent 3,000 something. That's it.
Oh, nice. Because so Sasaki, I happen to look over his shoulder and see he's sent about 4,000 or 5,000. I've sent 16,000.
Yeah, because you play all the GD time.
Yes, and I do a fair number of times, like just log in for like one or two games just as I'm passing like some game center just so I can get the likes for joining.
Yeah, I've had to do that lately because I just don't have enough time to play big sessions like I did before.
Yes, I can't wait to play a little bit more Mahjong myself. I have not been able to play any live Mahjong lately. Really want to get some sets together because...
It would help if you, like, made less plans at the bar, I think.
Why don't I make plans at the bar? Other people just are going to bars and they say, hey, Garth, let's go to the bar. And then, you know, next thing you know, it's like 5, 6 in the morning.
It wouldn't be great if you just said, someone said, hey, let's go play Mahjong. And then
I know. Why don't they say that? If they said that, I would go play Mahjong.
Okay.
I even tried that with a few people.
Well, we really just need
people
to get an automatic
Mahjong
table at one of our houses. And then
yes, that would be pretty forking cool.
Yeah.
And since somebody has actually really, really cleaned my house, it looks fantastic now.
Oh, good.
You could just drop an automatic table in there, no problem.
Oh, sweet. I want to come see that.
Yeah, dude, it's amazing how clean it is. it would not be that bad to come over as a guest anymore.
Well, now you need to keep it that way.
Yes, and actually get some internet action.
Yeah, why don't you just ask her to do it? She's willing to clean. She can probably set up.
She probably would do that, because she was lamenting the fact that we didn't have any TV to watch the other day, too.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird that you don't have a TV. I've got cable and everything.
TV. That's why I have to go to bars.
Huh.
Well,
since the world did not end on December 21st, 2012, why don't we go out on one of the end of the world songs?
Oh, okay.
That's Crisscross. So it's only a 20-minute podcast because Garth took the train today.
Yes, I would normally just be hanging out and staying. But tomorrow, I am trying to ride with a buddy on the Hakone Ikiden, which is like a relay race from downtown Tokyo to the mountains out in Kanagawa.
Nice.
100K. And obviously we will not beat them out to the place is called Hakone. We will not beat them to Hakone because the last stretch is uphill and the roads are not closed for us, which means that we have to stop at traffic lights, which means the runners will catch up to us. Even our good buddy, Michael Rice, does not always beat the runners up the hill.
Wow.
So if he can't beat them, there's no forking way I'm going to beat them. But it's possible we could beat them on the way back from Hakone to downtown Tokyo. So we may do that. Hopefully we'll be able to do that on the 3rd.
So you're going
to
go all the way this year?
We're a little bit short on planning. I think what we might end up having to do is stop in. We might have to go a little bit around the beach to Atami, stay in Atami, and then come back from there. Which means if we're a little bit slow starting off the next day, we'll end up behind the runners and we won't do anything. But I haven't heard from my buddy Matthew since he's been trying to make contact with me while I was getting crazy all the time. So, it'll be interesting to see tomorrow morning how organized we get.
Well, I look forward to hearing about it. I hope
yes.
You all do, too, because I'll force Garth sometime next week to record another podcast, or two.
Sounds good. And perhaps we will have some actual Mahjong people playing Mahjong with us before.
No, I think we have League eventually.
We have League, not this week, but next week.
Oh, sweet. I'm off all weekend, then.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you very much for listening, and as always, we love to hear from you at reachmahjong.com. I'm Garthy, G-A-R-T-H-E, at reachmahjong.com.
And I'm Jen, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com, and I believe we have the Reach Mahjong Twitter as well.
Ah, okay, very good.
Yes.
Thanks a lot for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
See ya.
I think they're right on the right of the right.